feeling today. So you're going to go, that's a graceless way to live. Fear, by the way, is a liar. Fear is a liar. Fear tells you tomorrow is something to be afraid of. Fear tells you you're not going to have what you need tomorrow. Fear tells you you're not going to be up to it. Fear tells you if certain things happen, you're never going to be able to survive it. Fear tells you that there's terrible pain out there. Fear is a liar for the Christian, because there is no thing that you're ever going to go through, no trial, no temptation, that God will not provide sufficient grace to sustain you in. So just shoulder the burden of today, enjoy the grace that God gives you today, and leave the future to God. What happens, happens. Don't cripple the present by worrying about the future. You just destroy your joy. And then you lose the present. God will be there in the future. He'll be there when it all comes crashing down. And he says, when it does, count it all what? Joy. Because God is doing a perfecting work. Worry, then, is a forbidden sin. And Jesus forbids it because it is incompatible with your Father, it is incompatible with your faith, and it is incompatible with your future. You are guaranteed by the grace of God a glorious future. Is that not true? Everything that comes in the future, God will give you the grace to carry and to bear. What are you afraid of? Build a bunker somewhere and fill it with thousands of cans of beans? Why? I'm not a prophet. I don't know the future. So don't become preoccupied with material things in the present. Don't worry about things in the present. Don't worry about things in the future. God is the God of the present, and He's the God of tomorrow as well. Beloved, you are not a spiritual orphan, are you? God has not dropped you in a dumpster. He hasn't abandoned you in a phone booth. He hasn't left you at a storefront in a box. He loves you. He cares for you. He has all the resources of eternity at His disposal, and they're all provided for you. And His mercies will be new, just like the manna, every morning. Great is His faithfulness. Worry refuses to know God. It refuses to trust God. It refuses